Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I'm William Ramo. What's up, Macaulay?
Well, what's going on, man?
Yeah, man, WrestleMania.
WrestleMania, April Fool's Day.
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Big day.
Big day, man. This is predominantly going to be a WrestleMania show, but we're going to get a little stuff out of the way. You know, a little opening day that's going to start this week after the Mets on Thursday. You know, we're going to talk Mets, Yankees a little bit. A little Nick news about Linsanity. And, of course, we're going to spend predominantly, we're going to get those stuff out of the way today. And then we're going to, you know, talk mostly about WrestleMania, our predictions, which is going to go down in less than an hour from now. No, you're pumped as I am. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Big matches tonight.
Oh, great matches indeed, man.
Yep.
All right, let's go to the big news in New York City. Linsanity, it's officially over this year. And hopefully not forever, because Jeremy Lin tore his meniscus in his left leg, his left knee, something like that. So he's going to be out for the rest of the year, and he's going to have surgery on it, and that's a huge blow for the Knicks. Obviously, the Amari Stoudemire back injury, not to mention the Amari Stoudemire's recent history with back and knee problems. You know, this is you know, not to mention Chandler's hurt also, but he's playing through it, and Carmelo Anthony also. This is not really looking good for Knicks in the postseason if they do make it.
Well, Amari, he could return for the playoffs, you know.
And yeah,
that's still a possibility. But Jerry Mullen, I mean, they said he's going to be out for 6 weeks with this tendon if he has surgery. But I don't see him returning, you know, this season anyways. Even if he has the surgery and is successful and, you know, he rehabs quickly, I don't think he'll, you know, be back this season at all. So,
yeah.
The setting's over for the rest of the year, looks like. Well, for the rest of the season, I should say.
Oh, yeah. You're totally right about that one. And Stoudemire, he's, you know, as you know, he's going to be out 2 to 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But he's opting not to take to have surgery and to, you know, rehab it and take an epidural and try to play through it. So he's, you know, he's going to try to come back, you know, for the postseason push. But
if we get Stoudemire back, I mean, we will be able to compete. These other guys like Baron Davis and Bibby, they have to step up their game now.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And Baron Davis, he's been playing better. You know.
Yeah, he has. And Shumpert, too.
Yeah, Shumpert's been lighting it up.
Yeah. And what else was like, oh, yeah, about Jeremy Lin, like I was alluding to in the opener, he's a free agent, you know, at the end of this year. And, you know, there's reports that, you know, Knicks, you know, they want to sign him back, you know, for the obvious reasons. You know, he played well for them this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a draw. You know, he's one of the most popular players in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And he's drawn a lot of money for the Knicks this year. But there's some rumors that they view him as a backup powerful point guard, and that they're going to go after Steve Nash.
I don't think that's a bad idea. Steve Nash is like 50 years old. I mean, come on.
And plus, D'Antoni's not here either. I mean,
yeah.
Steve Nash was a very good player, you know, two-time MVP. But, I mean, the guy never played defense to begin with. And without D'Antoni, I mean, I'm sure he's still a great player, obviously. He spent the last, 3 to 4 years without D'Antoni. I mean, he's still playing well. But I'm just saying, he's a great player, but for this system, I don't see that happening. I don't think they should go after him.
Yeah,
unless if he wants to be a bench guy, if he wants to be a backup point guard, I mean, I don't mind, but
yeah, we should stop getting these older point guards. I mean, come on.
Exactly. Man. Oh, and speaking of older point guards, Marbury says that he's not interested in returning with the Knicks. If you excuse me, I'm wiping the
Well,
eyes.
First of all, we don't want him.
I didn't even know he was a free agent. Playing in China or some other place. I don't know who spoke to him. I don't know where, or because I didn't read the article, but.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he said that he's not interested in returning, but I don't think anybody except for Isaiah Thomas wants to resign. Well, actually, Isaiah don't even want to resign him either because they ended off on a bad foot.
Yep.
But,
I wish he just retire.
I thought he's playing international now. I mean, he's unofficially retired in my book, even though he's not. Retired,
right.
You know, he's still trying to hang on to what's left of his NBA career, which
exactly.
Is pretty much non-existent. I mean, this guy still thinks he's Starberry, you know, from, you know, his Phoenix Suns days.
Man, it was chaotic when he was here.
Oh, yeah.
Very chaotic.
Good riddance. But, you know, the Knicks, they beat the Cavs yesterday. You know, Melo's, contributing as usual.
Mm-hmm.
How many points he had? Like 25, I think. 28. No, wait.
28 points.
No, actually, it was 19. I think it was.
Oh, no, 28. Yeah, that was
the
19th.
Other day,
part, I think.
That was against Hawks when we lost.
Yeah, yeah.
But actually, I think that was 36 against the Hawks. And the game before that, he scored 28 when we won. I forgot the other team we beat. Bucks. He scored 28 when we beat the Bucks. But he's been elevating his game. He's been passing the ball. He's been playing defense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't say nothing bad about Carmelo. He's buying into the system. You know,
yeah.
All the pressure's on him. The way he loves it. You know, a big game player loves and thrives in situations like that. So
yeah.
Hopefully he keeps it up.
Like now we're 9-2 under Woodson, or 9-1 or something.
9-2.
9-2, yeah.
Yep. Hopefully he'll get these guys, you know, continue playing defense and,
yeah,
you know, hopefully we could get at the very minimum a 6 seed, so we won't have to, you know, face those tough two teams, you know, Bulls and can't remember the other one, Heat.
Yeah, well, sorry to say, it looks like we're gonna have to play one of those two teams anyway.
Well, if we do, we do, you know. If we have to, we have to, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I love sports, you know, upsets. So we could do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Play defense, play the game right, you know, we could beat them.
You have to play them eventually anyway. You know,
we're like the Ghostbusters, man. We're not afraid of the Ghosts, and we're not afraid of the Heat or the Bulls.
Yep.
But
I think we have a good chance against the Bulls.
Especially
with Rose being out.
What did you say?
Especially with Rose being out. He's injured right now, I think.
Yeah, that definitely helps. That definitely helps in our favor, for sure.
Yep.
Because nobody can stop that guy. I mean, he has, like, this layup that he just, like, it's like he just, like, serves it
floater.
Like a volleyball right into the – I don't know if you see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the floater. Floater.
Yeah, he has, like, his own, like, unique type of floater.
Yeah.
Jump shot he got.
His game art reminds me of Marbury a little bit.
Yeah.
Marbury's level-headed.
Yeah, I mean, he's unlike Marbury, he's actually living up to his potential.
Yeah.
But hopefully Knicks will keep it going. And the other favorite sport that me and you love is, of course, baseball.
Yeah, about to start.
Yeah,
already started.
Now is about the time when you start to care again, because I know you don't care about spring training whatsoever.
Nope.
This is when it's real. This is when it gets serious right now.
Oh yeah.
But before the season starts for both Mets and Yankees, they're gonna go a little old school. This Tuesday, spring training, Mets versus Yankees.
You said Knicks versus Yankees?
What did you say?
You said, did you just say Knicks versus Yankees?
No, Mets versus Yankees.
Oh, I was about to say, okay.
And if you know back in the days, ever since the Mets was created, you know, I'd say before, you know, the interleague stuff, Mets and Yankees used to play each other all the time in an exhibition game, you know, the Mayor's Ball Trophy.
Mm-hmm.
For bragging rights. And unfortunately, Mets, you know, usually won that. But unfortunately, and why do I say this as a Mets fan? Because, you know, ever since interleague, you know, Yankees, when it really counted, you know, they've been beating us.
Of course. That's when it counts.
That World Series, I'll never forget, but we'll discuss that another time. But, yeah, they're gonna have a spring training game this Tuesday.
Oh, that I won't care for.
Yeah, that'll be like the first Subway Series game I won't really care about, because we're gonna play each other like 6 times for real anyway. So
exactly.
I mean,
it's all like warm up games, you know? They're exhibition warm up games.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't take anything seriously.
This is the first Subway Series that I don't even care about.
And you shouldn't.
To be honest with you, I mean, we beat you guys before. I mean, sure, you beat us more times than not. The only time I'll really care about beating you guys in the World Series.
Of course.
Because we owe you one. We owe you one. And believe me, my friend, you the Yankees are going to get it one day. I don't care if it's next year, 2 years from now, 8 years from now, or 2,000 years from now. Mets will beat the Yankees in the World Series.
Well, keep praying, my friend.
I will.
Don't know if it's ever going to happen. I mean, it's rare that was a rare occurrence for those two teams to go to the World Series to face each other.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
I don't know if it's ever going to happen again.
You know, are rarely good at the same time. When Mets are good, Yankees are bad. I mean, with the exception of the 80s, even though Mets owned the city in the 80s. Yankees were still good. I mean, they went to the World Series in 81, but they had the best record in the American League. But other than 81, they never made it to the postseason.
Yeah, right.
But, hopefully next time Mets go, you know, we have another Subway Series, you know. Hopefully at the end of the game, the series, I'll have a smile on my face, and you won't.
Well, we'll see.
Until then, you can keep smiling.
Damn right I will.
But I guess, that's one more thing before we go to the main event, if you will. Jets news. Santonio Holmes, when he was asked about, the Tim Tebow stuff, because obviously, you know, it's been, you know, very public that he's had, you know, pretty much had a feud with Mark Sanchez, you know, about him not, you know, getting past the ball. When the reporter asked him, about the quarterback controversy, who do you think he wants to be the quarterback?
Mark Sanchez.
You are wrong.
He said Tim Tebow?
You are wrong again. The answer is he doesn't care.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't care. Who? As long as he gets the ball, that's all he cares about.
Well, yeah, that's a very unselfish thing to say.
Yeah, that's very supportive of his teammate that he's, you know, been pretty much, pretty much dividing the locker room. I can totally see that they're trying to bridge the gap of fixing their locker room.
Man, I want to see how this is gonna play out, man.
This is gonna be
a doghouse.
I'm just hoping and praying that they could hopefully, you know, coexist and you know, bring the title back to whatchamacallit, MetLife Stadium, but this time in green.
I hope so.
Because it is already in MetLife Stadium as we speak, the Lombardi Trophy, but hopefully it'll be for the other team. But, yeah, man, it's already getting crazy, man.
Yeah, did you hear what Darryl Revis said this past week on, I think he was on ESPN with Rob Gronkowski?
Oh, yes, he was pretty much when they were he called Bill Belichick a jerk, which, I mean, that's not going to surprise anybody, you know.
Rob Gronkowski was sitting right next to him. He was surprised by that.
The only thing I'm surprised about it didn't turn into a WWE match.
Rob Gronkowski's a pretty big guy, you know. Right, he could body slam Del Revis if he wanted to.
Probably. But moving on to the real main event, man. WrestleMania is tonight.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
it's gonna be starting just over half an hour.
Yep, that's right. So let's run down to the matches that we know about. Who you think's gonna win? Team Teddy versus Team Laurinaitis.
Of course, I think Team Teddy's gonna win.
I disagree with you. I want Team Teddy to win, but I think Team Laurinaitis is going to win. And of course, Team Laurinaitis has, you know, The Miz and Dolph Ziggler, Swagger, to name a few.
Yeah.
And Team Teddy has Santino, R-Truth, Booker T. Did I say R-Truth?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you know, to name a few of those. So pretty much Santino is the captain of Team Teddy, and David Otunga is the captain of Team Laurinaitis. But pretty much if anybody's watching it, they know exactly what I'm talking about.
Right.
Yeah, so I think Team Laurinaitis is going to win because they're making the feud too lopsided towards Team Teddy. You know, he keeps pushing him, and there's no retaliation from Laurinaitis.
Yeah.
The only time Team Laurinaitis actually won, you know, this feud was when Miz surprised Santino and did the skull crushing finale. Other than that, it's been pretty much Theodore Long pushing Laurinaitis.
I think Team Teddy's gonna win, but I think there's gonna be some kind of legal. John Laurinaitis is gonna come up with some kind of legal kind of
I see what you mean. Kind of like the Michael Cole versus Jerry the King Lawler.
Yeah. Maybe a legal dispute regarding some kind of, you know, something that occurred during the match or something. Watch.
Probably Booker T. You know, he's a broadcaster. He's not an active member of the roster. Maybe that's what's gonna happen.
Right. It's possible.
So who do you think is gonna win?
Team Teddy.
So you think Team Teddy is gonna win, but because of some legal mumbo jumbo.
No, I think Team Teddy's gonna win, but afterwards there's gonna be on the next day on Raw, there's gonna be some kind of legal dispute on what happened during the match, and then they got turned over to John Laurinaitis.
All right. So I guess you put on an asterisk, Team Teddy, but you believe ultimately Laurinaitis will have the power.
Yeah.
So in a way, you technically agree with me. All right. So I guess we both agree that Laurinaitis will take over.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on to the other lower card event. There's the Rhea Menounos and Kelly Kelly versus Eve and Beth Phoenix, the Divas champion. Who do you think is going to win that?
I think Maria and Kelly Kelly are going to win.
I think so, too. You know, a celebrity, you know. When was the last time a celebrity actually lost a match? Unless they're facing John Cena.
I can't remember. What's his face has been chokeslammed twice.
Who?
By Kane. What's his name?
Pete Rose. But that's like the Attitude Era. He was never in a match.
Right. It was never a match. Right.
I'm talking about like a face. A celebrity. A celebrity as a good guy. Not a celebrity as a villain. A celebrity as a villain is going to get their butt kicked.
Right.
Like John Cena. But a celebrity good guy, who's the last time he lost? When Shaq, you know, was, you know, attacking Big Show, which was a rumored WrestleMania event before Cody Rhodes, before his feud with Cody Rhodes got confirmed.
Right.
What was I going to say? Yeah, good guys rarely... Good guy celebrities rarely, you know, get embarrassed. It's usually the bad guys. You know, something just crossed in my mind. Mark Cuban, he got attacked like years ago. I can't remember who it was.
Oh, wow, really?
And he was like a special guest host. I can't remember who attacked him, though. Could have been Sheamus or Randy Orton. I can't remember. It was a bad guy, but I can't remember. But in any case, I agree with you. Maria Menounos and Kelly Kelly is going to win, even though it would have been better if, you know, Beth and Eve won.
Yeah.
They are the better wrestlers, and, you know, it would be more realistic, but I see they're going to win anyway.
Right.
All right, let's go on to I mean, I can't believe I'm putting an intercontinental match so low on this my mind, but let's go to that. Cody Rhodes versus Big Show. I think Big Show is going to win, but I wish Cody Rhodes would win. And the only way for me this feud would make sense is if Cody Rhodes was the good guy and Big Show was the bad guy, and they would have had a David versus Goliath complex. But as Big Show as the good guy, Cody Rhodes as the bad guy, it just makes this feud a joke.
I think Cody Rhodes is going to win it.
I hope so.
I think Cody Rhodes is going to win this.
Do you think he'll have assistance, or you think he'll beat him cleanly?
I think he'll beat him cleanly. Yeah.
All right. I hope so, but I'm picking Big Show to win.
This is for the title, isn't it?
For the Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah, I don't see Big Show getting the Intercontinental belt. I think Cody Rhodes could retain it.
He really doesn't need it. I mean, if Big Show beats him, they might as well let Booker T beat him when he had the feud with him a couple of months ago. Let's see, what other matches is there? Oh, yeah, there's Sheamus versus Randy Orton.
Yeah, Sheamus will be the new champ tonight.
Yeah, definitely. No, I mean Kane. I'm sorry, my fault. Kane versus Randy Orton. That's what I meant to say. I'm gonna get onto the Daniel Bryan versus Sheamus after that. That's my fault. What is your thoughts about the Kane versus Randy Orton match?
I think Randy Orton will win.
Yeah, of course, Randy Orton's gonna win. I mean, Cena, Randy Orton. I mean, these guys usually win. Usually win cleanly, and even if there's interference, most of the time they win anyway. But the only time they lose is if there's like some interference. But yeah, this is a slam dunk for me. Randy Orton's gonna win this match.
Definitely.
All right, let's go on to the aforementioned Daniel Bryan versus Sheamus for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, Sheamus is going to be new champ.
Sheamus, hands down. Again, I prefer Daniel Bryan winning it. I love, his heel gimmick, the whole him walking around with AJ and, taunting the fans, rubbing his vegan lifestyle in people's faces, jumping up and down saying, yes, I like the gimmick, his wrestling style. I hope he wins, but the writing's on the wall. Sheamus is going to win, bar none.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what else is there. Let's go on to the WWE Championship, which normally would be the last match we would normally talk about, but we'll get into that momentarily. What were we talking about? John. Oh, yeah, CM Punk. Are we talking about CM Punk versus CM Punk versus Jericho?
That's the WWE Championship.
Right, yes. So, yes, right. I think Punk's going to win. I would want Jericho to win, to make the feud better so they could extend the feud past WrestleMania. But I think CM Punk's going to win.
Me too. I think CM Punk is going to defend his title. I don't think Jericho's going to win the title. I think he'll eventually win the title, but not tonight.
Yeah. The only way, to me perfectly, if I was writing the script, I would have made CM Punk won the elimination. No, not CM Punk. I would have made Chris Jericho win the Elimination Chamber, so that would switch the roles and make CM Punk the challenger and Jericho the bragging champion, I think that would have made the feud just a little bit better. But this feud's awesome. I mean, CM Punk will win.
Yeah, I think Jericho's going to put CM Punk over, even though CM Punk is already over.
Yeah, totally. I totally agree with you, Mike.
Yeah.
And, two non-title match folks are ahead of the WWE title. And, of course, we're talking about the streak. Triple H, 13-time world champion versus The Undertaker, his streak's on the line. This will make it 20-0 if Undertaker wins, I think, right?
20-0.
He's 19-0, right? So yeah, this is the second time in two years in a row, Undertaker versus Triple H, and the third time in their history that they fought at WrestleMania. Of course, only Rock and Stone Cold set that mark in WrestleMania 15, 17, and 19.
Yeah, it's gonna be another classic match, I think, just like last year.
Oh yeah, it's definitely gonna be a classic match, and Shawn Michaels is the special guest referee for the match, and it's gonna be in a Hell in a Cell, less than 30 minutes away.
Yeah.
And I don't know. This one is where I'm really 50-50 on it, because it's gonna be an end of an era match. I don't know. I guess if I have to pick, man. Okay, fine. You know what? I'll say Undertaker wins. No, I'll say Triple H wins.
I'm going to say Undertaker is going to win. I think Shawn Michaels will be involved in some way in this match. They'll help Undertaker win. And I think this is setting up for next year match between Undertaker and Cena, where Cena will unseat him. Or it could be Lesnar and Undertaker maybe at WrestleMania or next year.
There's rumors about him coming back. I switched my mind. I changed my mind again. I think Undertaker will win. Because
you can't do that. You can't switch your mind.
I changed my mind, and I'll tell you why. Because if he's gonna lose, it would be the last match.
Right.
That would just kind of take the steam out of the whole thing. But there's a lot of people who feel that Undertaker's streak should never be broken.
So it will eventually, I think.
It will be broken, but it would be the last match.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I'm picking... now I officially mark Undertaker will retain.
Yeah, I think he's going to win it. Like I said, I think it'll probably happen next year, maybe against John Cena or maybe even Lesnar, who's reportedly signed a contract with WWE. Yeah.
For a one-year deal.
And Brock Lesnar has beaten Undertaker before, so...
Yeah, he's fought against Undertaker. They even fought in a Hell in a Cell match.
He's beaten both Brock and Undertaker back-to-back.
Who?
It's Brock Lesnar. Brock at SummerSlam in 2002 before Rock left that
year. Well, yeah, of course. Well, yeah. And he fought against Cena also. That's how Cena came up with the FU, which would later turn into the Attitude they changed the name to Attitude Adjustment.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's fought with all of them before.
And you could make a case if Brock Lesnar doesn't leave WWE, Cena doesn't get a chance to be your big guy in WWE.
Yeah, and another thing, remember, WrestleMania 20 was the last match for Brock, Goldberg, his WrestleMania 20 opponent, and of course The Rock, until today.
Yeah.
All of their last matches was at WrestleMania 20, before today.
And Brock lost to Goldberg, didn't he?
Yeah, and both of their last matches. So.
Yeah.
Cena should, which goes on to our last main event right here, Cena versus Rock. I mean, Cena should be grateful. I mean, if Rock didn't step down instead of hanging around making more money, maybe Cena wouldn't have gotten that push.
Yeah.
So, now let's go on to this. The once-in-a-lifetime match, Rock versus Cena. I was thinking this whole time Cena's going to win. I'm going to go against logic, and I'm going to pick Rock's going to win. Because not only is Rock home, I think if they do continue fighting, you know, if they continue to have a feud after tonight, it would make only sense if Rock wins. Because if Cena wins, I can't see Rock challenging Cena to try to get another rematch. But who knows? So I'm gonna go against my mind and pick The Rock to win.
I think Cena's gonna win it. I think it's gonna be major upset. I think this is gonna be a great match. Probably it is gonna be the best match of the night. I think Cena's gonna win. You know, even though people think right now Rock's gonna win it, but Cena's gonna pull the upset, I think.
I mean, I expect Cena to win, but I'm going against my mind, and I'm gonna pick Rock to win. Because there's rumors that maybe this feud might continue, maybe because you know, reportedly Rock's gonna be there next year, so
yeah.
So who knows? It might be another match. It might be a rematch. But that's my pick. My mind is telling me to pick Cena because Cena always wins. I'm gonna go against logic, conventional wisdom, and I'm gonna pick The Rock to win.
And yeah, we'll see what happens.
But it should be a great WrestleMania. What time is it? Thank you for calling me.